A woman named Pensy Toy was living in a refugee camp in Thailand not too long ago. She was about to relocate to the United States. Scary, maybe?
No, never scary in America. I heard about America is a great country and a good country, and then I never scary.
She says she found safety here for herself and her six children, but she has had to learn English.
We have a guest.
Becca Colbert is one of her English language teachers here at the Buffalo School's Adult Education Program for immigrants like Pensy.
When you greet someone first time, what should you do?
How do you do, sir?
How do you do, sir? How are you?
My name is Jorge.
I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too.
And where are you from?
I'm from Cuba.
Good job.
He was just saying, you know, everywhere you go, there are problems.
This is Jorge?
This is Jorge. He's like, I'm so thankful for this land.
Appreciation is everywhere here in the classrooms.
And what do you like about Buffalo?
I like for woman freedom.
For the woman freedom. Yeah, for the woman freedom.
Reaching a better life.
Better life for your family.
Sometimes you don't think about how great we have it.
One child graduating.
Thank you for talking about that, America.
No worries about people maybe kidnapping. None of these things.
They come from Somalia, from Burma, from Bhutan, from Thailand, Eritrea, and Pakistan.
To be able to know that people who have gone through horrific situations, through trauma, through war, can come to a place and feel this sense of peace. And
Program Administrator Doreen Regan.
Love. And we do it because we love it. Not for the money, but for the love of the students and improving their lives.
Okay, so every class needs what?
Amanda McCormick teaches advanced English.
Today we're practicing using only if and unless in sentences.
In Burmese food in Malaysia.
Across the hall, Malaysia. Volunteer Mary Roseberry from Literacy New York shows her students some maps.
This is the first time they've seen a map of the countries they came from.
From Burma, and then to Thailand, and Malaysia, then to the U.S.
And Buffalo, and Canada, and California. And they're very interested in which ones are warmer than Buffalo.
Wherever they go from here, whatever they do, they'll need the key to communication.
You know, they have an engineering background.
Teacher Betty Collins.
A PhD from universities, but they come here and they do not have the English language to back them up. They'll come and they'll say, I need to read better, I need to speak better, I need to understand better.
Remember Pensy Toy of Burma? She says she's worked hard to make that happen.
I try hard, and then it's not difficult for me to read and write, and my English is a little improved.
She says her six children are doing well in school.
My daughter, she liked to be a doctor. My youngest daughter, good grades, she score is very high.
As her teacher, Micah Colbert, might say,
proud mama.
Proud mama. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.